Sunday afternoon, the 11th Shiur in the winter of Derech Hashem for the ladies, Yom Aleph Parshas Vayetze, November 11th, Tammuz Kislev. We're in section 4, Perek 3, paragraph 1.
When we talk about the Shem Hashem, Hashem is unfathomable, Hashem is unimaginable. We have no, you can't conceive of Hashem. If he wouldn't have a name, if he wouldn't have a name, the name of Hashem is the way we relate to him. Even on a very down-to-earth level, if he wouldn't have, if there wouldn't be a name, we wouldn't be able to relate to him at all because we couldn't. If there's no name, if you think about it, if there's no name and he himself is unknowable, so your mind doesn't grasp anything. Like this, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem. Okay, we're talking about Hashem, the name, something to grab onto. That's what he explains in the third section. That's the quality, the mila of a shame of Hashem, is that it gives us something to latch onto. Otherwise, we would just, there would be nothing to think about. Hashem would be nameless, and we would just, we say Hashem. That has become for us Hashem's name, because we don't say Hashem's name because we're in awe of Hashem. We don't just say His name for no reason. So we say Hashem, but when we doubt, we say Hashem's name. Okay, so this makes us bond with Hashem. Abba Shmo Yisbar, Lo Abba Saschar, Yiras Ramamuso, Lo Yiras Onesh. That's how he puts it down. You're not anticipating or loving the reward, you're not anticipating or fearing the punishment, but you have a relationship with Hashem where you're aware of His greatness, and you, the more you feel it, the more you're aware of it, the more you appreciate it, the more love you have for this perfect being that, and you're so low, and He created you, and gives you an opportunity to bond with Him. In a year of those, he describes what happens. First, he describes what Yira does, and in paragraph 2, he explains what Ahava does. Not what it is, but it is, he just briefly says a few words, but what it does. He elaborated a bit more in the first section what it is. So, this is what he alluded to in the first section, that awe is a purification. You, of the choshech, the chumrius of your physical body, umashra olav hashras hashchina. And it's a cleansing, it purifies, it cleanses, it focuses you on the spiritual. But in a way that's cleansing. That's what awe does. You don't have any other Irish kite in mind. You're focused, and you're always in touch with the greatness of Hashem. Ukvishira hayira, as you work on this, can yeshir hatahara of hashra. That's how much purification and hashra sashchina there will be. Umisha Magia, someone who would be capable, don't get your hopes up, he's about to say Moshe Rabbeinu. Umisha Magia, Liosiore, Beiros, Ostopi, who walks around with this feeling of Yira. See, Ashkina Shor Olof Tomid will have the Shkina. Shkina is a real thing. It's a real thing. So, Achal doesn't say it's not possible for anyone nowadays to have it. It might be impossible on a practical level, but it's not conceptually impossible. So that person will be have the Shechina. The Tavos and Nimtzu B'Shleimus B'Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Shomru Olav Yiru L'Gavi Moshe Milzul Zutra Sihi. There's a very strange Gemara that describes Yiras Hashem and says for Moshe Rabbeinu it's easy. So it's not easy for anybody, and also, certainly not easy for us. But so Ramchal is interpreting the Gemara that that's after he was Zoche, he was an Onov, that's part of it, the bittul of self, the self negation, which is part of being an Or. So that Moshe Rabbeinu reached such a madrega that we used to say that we know. But that's like what we're talking about, at the extreme. But that's our goal, that's what we're working towards. Now, Dover Kasha will show up in the other Shasigul Karoli, obviously it's very difficult for a regular person to attain it properly. Amnam Klimashi Yasim Gmena, as much as you're able to feel, and as often as you're able to feel, Yiras Hashem, you're in awe of this great and august being, who's so great and mighty and powerful, and we're so small. And can ye kachta harosu b'dusso? It's not all or nothing, as we like to say. The degree to which you have some concept of it, if it's real, I stress that, if it's real, that will purify you and make you kadosh and make you spiritual, and you will feel Hashem's presence. Moshe Zachariah would prat. Certainly, the Asus Aschum and Mitzvahs of the Talmud really can walk around and think about Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. But certainly, it's that much more connected, more important actually, when he was doing Mitzvahs or learning. Then he says, Inehi lo tanai hechreshi. It's actually a tradition to have the Mitzvah do its thing. We're not talking about the Kayim Mitzvah. That's okay, Kayim Mitzvah. Alo Madrega. But to have the mitzvah affect you, like wash over you and make you spiritual and connect you, so he's saying that's where you have to have Ava here at the time you're doing the mitzvah, at the time you're learning. To have the Torah, to have the mitzvah affect you the way they can, you have to be ready for it, and you have to feel the yira, and then you can start doing mitzvahs. I don't think you can stop me from mitzvahs, but then the mitzvahs will start being channeled through your Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and they will be as potent as he describes. So yira purifies and makes it possible for the Shechina to come upon us. The Ava, paragraph 2, Yamada Bekes, that actually creates the bond. Avos Hashem, love is a bonding experience. Love is, with Rambam describes it, Nochos Tshuva. You're always thinking about the person. You don't want to be away from the person. You can't bear not to be with them. You want to spend every moment with them. This is how the Rambam describes love of Hashem. He describes it as a very powerful form of romantic love. In this sense that I just said, you don't want to be away from the person, you're always thinking about the person, they're always on your mind. You know, you would never do anything to make them upset at you. You always want to be with them. That's Dveikus, and the Kasheres is over the border. We have the Kochal, strength in the same spiritual strength. Umatriso Ashore Pidolos gives him spiritual crowns. But Ikar b'Simchas HaLeiv is Latus HaNeshama l'fnei Bora. This is stressed by many, many Svarim, even on a rather low madrega that we are, but they talk about how important it is to feel Simcha when we do a mitzvah. And this Simcha is born of Avos Hashem, that we have an opportunity to do his mitzvahs, and it makes us very, very happy because we love him. And, you know, when you love someone and they say, can you do this for me? Even if they don't need it, they're doing it for you. They do this for me. You run, like your mom says, you run. You're so happy that you're able to express your love by doing something that the person requests. And that makes you very, very happy. And that's the simchas, and that's tachas Hashem, that's where that all comes from. That was so mayor had the opportunity to do mitzvahs. And Chofetz Chaim talks about it a lot. And it's not a burden, it's not a pain in the neck, but with the simcha, because we realize how great it is to be able to serve the Melech Malach Hayam Lach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're not supposed to think about that the ground that gives us the most perfect, wonderful life as well. If we keep Torah and do the mitzvahs, it keeps us beautiful family, beautiful, friend, and I don't know Lashon Hara, and no Rechilos, and looking out for one another. We can build a beautiful society. We're not supposed to think about that. I guess you could think about it to create the Ava that we want. Oh, look at that. But Heika B'Simcha Saleh, this Matas on Hashem Alechnei Bora, Tzomonashi Lelokim L'Kelcha, there's a lot of things that we say, Tzukim and Tillim, we're thirsty by Hashem, we can't be without Him. We want to quench our thirst by bonding with Him, doing His will, thinking about Him. V'amoser O'odem L'Kolma Odo L'Kiddush Mo'yivar, and you're ready to sacrifice. In your great love, you're ready to sacrifice your life, even when that's called for. To proclaim your love, sometimes you have to proclaim your love by giving up your life. It's rare, but that's what Kiddush Hashem is, and there's other forms of Kiddush Hashem, but it is born of Avos Hashem, and I really want to do this. And Rabbi Akiva, everybody knows the story of Rabbi Akiva, I hope, I assume. Rabbi Akiva said, my whole life, I wanted to be able to die on Kiddush Hashem, because I wanted to be able to express my love for Hashem, and that is the greatest expression of love. Right? Just to send a Valentine's card on Valentine's Day, that's not enough, So we have bursts of emotional irrigation of love of Hashem, usually when things are going good for us. But the greatest love is to give up your life for Kiddush Shemo. That's going to be a Kiva. He does. He went through his whole life and he was hoping, anticipating, or most likely when will I get a chance to express my love of Hashem in this ultimate way? That's money. We want to please Hashem. We want to find chaim b'enei Hashem. We want to be like Noah. Moshe chaim b'enei Hashem. We want to please Hashem, and it pleases Hashem when we do His will. And when you think about it, it's even more amazing because He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need it. We're not doing it for Him. It's not like a malach b'osav adom chas v'shalom. That's pleased when we do His will because He's getting something out of it. Hashem is getting absolutely nothing, except that His will is being done. And that makes Him happy. And the reason it makes Him happy is because then He's able to bond with us, which was His purpose in the creation of the world. That's why He made the world. So again, His will is being done. That's why the Chal talks about always when you do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah properly. Do a fundamental mitzvah, you not only raise your own spiritual level, but you raise the spiritual level of the whole world along with you. And that's pleasing to Hashem because that's, we can't talk, it's kosher to talk about Hashem, but that's the only words we have. When His will is done, that's Motzachem Be'nei Hashem. Hashem has a purpose to create the world. I don't think anything wrong with saying that sentence. Did it for a purpose, and the more that you do it, the purpose you bring it closer. But it comes from love, and you want to do His will, and you want to make Him happy, and you want to bond with Him, and you always want to be with Him, you always want to be around Him, and you always want to bask in His greatness. So you have the hero, the awe. Purges you from all the blockages, all the negativity, all the chumrias and the fat. When you're in awe, you don't have room for your awe would bring anova. That's what he talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, anova ma'or, it brings bittul. You don't have time for your own desires, your own wants. You lose it. It's a purification process. You lose it through Yira, and then you bond through Ahava. That's really what he's setting up here. Rinei L'chelek Hazeh, included in these emotions of Ahava and Yira, are really all the basic emotions that we have about Hashem. Emunah bo yisbarach, upi yichud, and particularly habitachon, good old bitachon. These are all basic things. See, he's saying they're part of Emunah and Yira, they're part of Yira and Ahava, meaning they're part of my relationship with Hashem. You know, again, the mitzvahs are specific. Like, again, you go to a gym and you want to work out, you want to strengthen your arms, you want to strengthen your leg, and you want to strengthen your stomach muscles. But then you have Ahava and Yira. And part of that is, of course, Emunah, which is really more basic than Ahava and Yira. I didn't even talk about that. I'm not sure why. He did it in Chelek Aleph, but he doesn't talk about it here. But that's like, you can't start without that, obviously, and you can't start with Emunah and Hashem that he's Kol Yochol and he's Meitiv, and you can't start without that. And Bitachon, as we've learned many times in the past. Kulam and Yonam Adikim Adam Avori is far out, they're all things that bond the person with Hashem, Machashkin Bo HaKadusha V'Ha'ara, and strengthens his attachment to Hashem and his Kadusha and his Ha'ara. Okay. Up here, and the next part is about Kriyashma and Birchas Kriyashma.